You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back to Prepare and Wild Hogs. Again, I want to talk about the government 3,500 years ago, the most powerful nation on earth, Egypt, with Pharaoh as their leader, and how the government wound up owning all of the money. All first year, they owned all of the money, and then their money failed. Second year, they owned all of the herds and the flocks. And the third year, by year three of famine, all of the people, the land, they owned them all, including their own citizens. And then they moved them all into the cities. The same thing that our government's preparing to do us today. So what's that got to do with wild hogs? Well, let me ask you a question. Does anybody listening know how to boil a live frog? Now, I know a lot of people do. You incrementally turn up the heat. If you just throw the frog into the hot pan of boiling water, it's going to try and jump out. But if you slowly increase it, it'll just adapt as it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Finally, you'll kill it and boil it. That's how the government is doing that to us today. All right. I'm going to tell you a true story about the wild hogs at the Okefenokee Swamp in Georgia. About the time of the Civil War, some pigs got loose into the swamp on the border of Georgia and Florida. And after decades of being free and self-sufficient, something happened. In 1899, a 70-year-old trapper from North Dakota named Jedediah Smith hitched his horses up to his Studebaker wagon, packed some possessions up, his traps, and he drove south. In January of 1900, he stopped in a small town just north of the Okefenokee Swamp in Georgia. When he walked into the general store, sitting around the potbelly stove were seven or eight of the town's locals. Jedediah asked if anyone could direct him to the Okefenokee Swamp. The old timers looked at him like he was crazy and said, "You must be a stranger in these parts. Sort of like in East Tennessee, here it is, y'all ain't from around here, are ya?" He said, "I am. I'm from North Dakota. And the Okefenokee Swamp, I heard there's thousands of wild hog." So one old timer said, "A man goes into the swamp by himself. He asked to die. He lifted up his leg. I lost half my leg here to the pigs of the swamp." Another old-timer said, "Look at the cuts on me. Look at my arm. It was bitten off. These pigs have been free since the Revolution. They've been eating snakes and rooting out roots and feeding for themselves for over 100 years. They're wild and they're dangerous. You can't trap them. No man dares go into the swamp by himself." And everybody nods their heads in agreement. Well, Jedediah said, "Thank you so much for the warning. Now, could you please direct me to the swamp?" They said, "Oh, yeah, it's due south, straight down the road." Jedediah asked for 5 tons of corn and for help to load it in his wagon. Then he paid them and drove down the road. And the old-timers thought, "Well, we'll never see that guy again." See, much like today, people out there are like the wild hogs. They can be self-sufficient. The government can't have that. Let me continue on. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.